why does God have to judge his people if we already believe in him? And why does he have to, does the judgment have to start with the house of the Lord if we already have repented from our sins and our sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ?
That's a very good question. First of all, you're asking why, if Christians are saved, do they have to appear before judgment? The Bible says all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. That means, church member, everybody is judged. Now, some, of course, who have accepted Christ, the blood of Christ covers them, and they're judged by virtue of Christ's righteousness. But they're still judged. The reason that it says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Yes.
Obviously, in the church, there are some hypocrites. Judas was one example. You would agree with that, right?
Yes.
If you are a loving Heavenly Father, and you're going to judge people in the church, or if you're going to judge the world, you would want to begin the judgment with those who have already had an opportunity to know the truth, and not judge those who don't know. You'd want to give them as much time as possible. Now, some people forget that one aspect of the judgment takes place before Jesus comes. Most people know this subconsciously because the Bible says when he comes, everyone is rewarded according to their works, right?
See, that's the problem that I see. That, okay, if Jesus comes, okay, the second time, and then he will reward us with whatever we deserve, I mean, first we have to be judged. Otherwise, when he comes, he would have to judge us and then reward us.
You're very perceptive. The Bible speaks of this as what they call the pre-Advent judgment. There's three phases to the judgment, Juan. One judgment takes place before Christ comes.
That's going on right now.
Yeah. It's an act of judgment. You read about it in Daniel chapter 7, where it says the judgment seat was set, the books were opened, and we are judged out of those things written in the books. We're not standing present before that. Then there's the white throne judgment that you find in Revelation, and then the executive judgment when everyone is either, they come into the kingdom of heaven or they're cast into the lake of fire. That's where Jesus says to the sheep and the goats, blessed are you or cursed are you. And so, but there's a judgment that takes place even before the Lord comes because he's distributing rewards when he does come.
Okay, okay, so that means if I get baptized, my sins are forgiven. But after I get baptized, I know I'm going to sin again. So is that why the judgment has to come to me too?
Well, when you're baptized, you are justified. You come to the Lord. You've consecrated your life to him. Your old sins are washed away. Now you've left Egypt. You're going through the wilderness on your way to the promised land.
Right.
And so this is sanctification. That means you learn how to follow Jesus and be more like him. That's a process that is called a walk.
Yeah.
You grow, you learn to walk like a baby. Now, if a baby is 5 years old and they're still not walking yet, you think there may be a problem.
Yeah.
But you should be showing progress in sanctification and becoming more like Christ.
Okay, but look, the judgment is very confusing. Why does God have a book? Doesn't he know everything already?
Well, that's a good point. The books are not for him. The Bible tells us that he's got angels and other intelligences in heaven, other beings.
Okay.
That are... Hey, you know what? We have a study guide. Pastor Dick's reminding me. We have a specific study guide that deals with the judgment.
Okay.
We've got two of them.
Okay.
One of them is called God Sets a Date for the Judgment. It talks about the pre-Advent judgment.
Okay.
The other one's called Facing a Judge. And if you call Amazing Facts and say, I'd like to have the lessons on the judgment, they'll send those to you for free, okay?
All right. Okay, you've been very helpful.
And that scripture I started out with was Romans 14:18.
Oh, okay.
We must all stand before the judgment seat of God. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.